Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I really want to give everyone a pep talk. This is like a dyslexic, ADHD, neurodiverse pep talk. I've got a lot of energy this morning, and I just wanted to share, like, I know if you're like myself, there are times we doubt ourselves, there are times we just think, what's the point? Or whatever I do, I can't seem to fix this. How do I fix this? It happens to all of us at some point. You know, I've slowed down a lot as I've learned more about dyslexia and as I've learned some tools around it, but it doesn't mean that it disappears forever. So in today's episode, I'm going to give you the pep talk you need to kick your butt and keep going, because we need more dyslexics in this world fixing all these absolutely crazy challenges and problems we're coming up with, and we need everyone's full attention. So let's dive into this episode of the podcast. Okay, so what brought this podcast around? Why did I feel like everyone needed a pep talk? You know, someone once said it really well. When you are trying to give other people advice, when you are giving other people advice, what you're always doing is giving it back to yourself. You know, whenever you're pointing a finger, you've got three fingers pointing back at you. There's always something, it's a great visual and it sticks with me. And so, you know, it's quite funny. Yesterday, you know, this morning, last night, I had an amazing sleep. I got about 9-10 hours. It was great. But the reason for that is I woke up too early the night before. I'd had a couple of bad sleeps. I standardly get up quite early in the morning. Like, it's not unusual for a 5:30, 6 a.m. wake up. I'm definitely an early riser, slightly earlier to bed kind of guy. But I'd ended up going to sleep a bit later the previous night. And when I was waking up, I was tired, of course. It was a night where, you know, just wake, you know, those nights where you just wake up throughout the night. And I rolled over and looked at the clock. And I've never seen my dyslexia work more against me. Like, I don't personally mix up numbers often. I can remember numbers. I don't have a problem with that. For people who do, I feel for you, but it doesn't happen to me that often. But I had an experience of it where I must have read the clock as 5:30-ish, 5:30 I must have read it as, but it was actually 3:35 in the morning. So I was actually remarkably, I was like up 2 hours earlier than usual. And I don't know about you, but like if I get up and my brain, there's like a switch, click, and I'm on, I'm going, I don't get back to sleep. So I went downstairs, I played some video games a lot more than I normally would at that time of the morning, had a cup of coffee and carried on with the day. And I had a bit of a drowsy day, which was challenging, right? But it was, do you know what really came up is I was just reminded, I was like, man, that's such a dyslexic thing to do. Flip the numbers on your clock and wake up 2 hours early. Now, in the old days, I would have kicked myself in the butt. I would have beaten myself up. I would have gotten frustrated. You know, this time I laughed. I said, that is so funny. Gosh, that's what a funny thing to happen. And that was it. I didn't let it affect my day in a negative way. I knew I'd be a bit drowsy. So I said, I'm going to have to just go with the punches today. I'm going to not overly stretch myself, which is usually a good thing. I actually have better days when I'm tired. Oddly, it's like my brain just does what it should do when I'm tired. When I've slept too long, my brain doesn't actually follow the kind of plan, shall we say. So I said, hey, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to make this work. And I had a great day yesterday. Pretty much everything worked out. I got a bit tired at 3 or 4 o'clock and I was like, hey, it's okay. You don't have to be super epic productive. You know, I know you haven't slept very well. I know you had that moment. It's okay. And that's what really got me thinking about this pep talk is that, you know, from time to time, no matter how enlightened, how you may have worked years on meditation, on inner work, on everything, learning and understanding dyslexia, whatever you've done, you are still going to have moments where it all falls apart or where something goes wrong. you know, it's going to happen. It doesn't matter. We're not, there's no way, as far as I'm aware, to shift how your brain works. And to be honest, once you understand and you use your dyslexic mind, you would never want to get rid of it. It is so amazing. And it makes up every single one of us the way we are. It's why we're so loving and interesting. It's why we come up with funny and quirky ideas. It's why, you know, companies love having us there for certain parts of what we do. And they go, wow, that's amazing. And if you're in the right role, they love you for all parts of what you do. But like, it's from time to time, we just need that pat on the back going, it's okay. You're going to have these days where it feels like you're at the bottom of the roller coaster. And then you're going to have days where you're at the top and you're feeling like you're on top of the world. I'm thinking a roller coaster wasn't a great example here, if I'm honest, because you kind of get where I'm saying here, is that you're not always in control of where you are on the roller coaster, but you've got to learn to deal with the outcome of that. You've got to be okay with it. You've got to go, hey, it's fine. I'm going to have these dyslexic days. Take a deep breath. It's okay. You can slow yourself down. You can cut yourself some slack. You know, I was always reminded of me the other day that I was always so great at cutting everyone else slack. If someone else made a mistake, I was the guy going, it's okay, you'll get through it. It doesn't matter. The world will continue. The world keeps going. Tomorrow's a new day. But then I was also the guy who would look in the mirror and say, why did you make that mistake? You're better than that. You can do this. Come on. How can you fail again? And I've never been more wrong in my life when I was saying that to myself. Why beat myself up and then let everyone else off the hook? Now, this is not to say you should let everyone else, you know, beat everyone else up as well. But it's saying we are, the world is full of imperfection. And it's very hard to realize that with such visual minds as we have. But we are living in a world of imperfection. We are imperfect. The people around us are imperfect. Everyone will make mistakes. A shareholder friend of mine said it really well. When I say shareholder, share trader friend of mine said it very well, is that in share trading, he just wants to win 55% of the time. He expects to lose 45% of the time. But as long as he's winning 55%, he's making money. And that's how we need to look at our lives as dyslexics, as visual thinkers, is that you're not going to win 100% of the time. And to hold us up to this horribly pedestal kind of perfectionism belief, it only beats us down in a bad day. You know, you just have to win 55% of the time. That's the goal, right? You have to be above the middle zone. Now, with us, we either win big or we seem to lose big. Do you know what I mean? It feels like that, at least. We're either winning on the big game or we're losing. But when we do the averages, when everything averages out, are you moving forward? You know, if you're playing a 55% game, then you're always winning. Every year, you're getting better because you're above average. Things are improving just a little bit. If you think back a year, how far have you come? How much great stuff have you not given yourself credit for? You know, maybe you've lost some weight. Maybe you've got a new job. Maybe you've gotten better at a current job. Maybe you've decided you're actually going to look in and learn more about your dyslexia or ADHD or neurodiversity. Who knows what it is for you? Everyone is on a different journey, you know. But if we look back over 12 months, you know, we can usually see some amazing stuff. I sat down with the Truth About Dyslexia ladies the other day, and we were amazed. In a year where it was completely uncertain, the world was shaky, we made some massive inroads in reaching our goals and where we were moving towards. You know, if you'd have asked us even 12 months ago how we were going to get there, we'd have had no idea. But we got there, and we're seeing it again this year. We know it's going to keep going. You know, it's going to be another amazing 55% year. We're going to win more than we lose. And we know we're going to make mistakes. We know things are not always going to go right for us, but we're always aiming to just win more than we lose. Progress over perfection. You know, we need that pat on the back. You know, your dyslexic mind sometimes will say perfection over progress. I would rather slow you down, get you to get this one thing perfect and stop you from doing everything else in your life. I've had those moments. I'm sure you've had those moments. Maybe you don't recognize them like that, but they're there. And it's frustrating. And so you need to get up. You need to say, hey, I'm dyslexic. I'm going to have moments where I read the clock wrong at 3:35 in the morning. And I'm going to wake up extra early by accident on autopilot. And it's going to frustrate you. But you know what? I'm aware of it. I know who I am. I know what I believe in. I understand my identity. And I'm going to move forward. And I'm going to build a life that works for me. And I'm going to help others who are struggling with this as well. Because it's all about passing it on, sharing the wisdom, sharing the knowledge, going forward. We are all people that like to help others. I'm sure you're not anything different. Hope this short pep talk has helped you. Hope it's given you a rev up, because you are good enough. You can do anything you want. You just have to dream it and let time catch up with your dream. Have an epic rest of your day.